HaKadosh Baruch Hu for this beautiful minyan. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should bless everybody here with health and happiness and bracha and parnasa and simha. Bless Am Yisrael, protect Am Yisrael, look out for Am Yisrael, protect the soldiers, protect the captives, bring them home. And the Refuah Shlema, most important thing, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should send us Eliyahu HaNavi and Mashiach.
Right now,
baby. So the last thing that we touched on is with regards to the Taniyot, that during Rosh Chodesh Nisan, a person does not do any fasting except Hatan, somebody's going to get married, because that day is a day of atonement for him. Also, those by Sfaradim, we mentioned that every day you would read, if you go to the Hanukkah reading at the end of the book, do you see the korbanot that each Nasi brings on the first day, second day, third day? So that's what you would do. The first 12 days of Nisan, you read each Nasi, each Nasi's korban. Also, there is a custom by Sfaradim or people who are people who do Tikkun Hatzot. Tikkun Hatzot is a special prayer that you do at night, and it's basically crying or praying for the Beit HaMikdash, praying for Mashiach. And there's a tikkun rahen and tikkun le'ah. There's a tikkun. So we only do tikkun le'ah during these days, and not tikkun rahen. Only tikkun le'ah. Not, you do actually tikkun for both. There is a special tehillim that is associated to both. And this is really it's a tefillah on the galut, on the exile, and really asking for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to reveal Mashiach and to build Beit HaMikdash. The next thing that we're going to learn about is the Birkat HaIlanot, the blessing of the trees. And we know that there are four Rosh Hashanah. There's actually four new years. So this Rosh Hashanah is also going to be a new year for the trees. So that's why you're going to see on all the trees now, all the buds are coming out, the flowers are coming out. And Nisan, Rosh Chodesh Nisan, or from Rosh Chodesh Nisan, that's when you get to say this prayer. This is a prayer that you get to do once a year. It's an unbelievable prayer. You should do it with a minyan. So the Rosh Chodesh falls on a Tuesday, so we'll probably do it on a Sunday. We go to the other side. There's some you can say it if you have just buds or flowers, okay? If you have flowers, but you can also say it if the fruit is still green, not fully cooked. But if the tree has, let's say the lemon tree behind here is the only one that we have, but it has some green, some flowers, and some ripened lemons, then you can say a bracha.
No,
you have to take them off. Yeah, so this is a beautiful mitzvah that you're going to do, that a person needs to do. And Bezot Hashem, we'll talk a little bit about the mitzvah tomorrow and get into it. And just a quick idea, we bless Hashem for creating all these beautiful flowers and trees for a person to get enjoyment from. And this is what we thank Hashem for. But inside this tefillah, there is a hidden bracha, and that bracha is basically a tikkun, just in case there was a neshama that was stuck in a fruit, okay? By you saying this bracha, you're going to elevate and save this neshama. And actually, if a person notices when you say, let's say you ate a piece of, you ate some ice cream or something, you're going to say b'rei nefashot. You ate an apple, you're going to say b'rei nefashot. Inside that bracha also, there is also a hidden tefillah. If there was any soul, any nitzot, any small spark of kedusha in there, by you saying a bracha, you're going to elevate that neshama.